Welcome to Deeper Dive. I'm your host, Jay Wald, and this is episode 77. Yes, welcome, Don.
Hi, how welcome. Going, Don?
Well, guess what we have today?
We have three amazing people. Amazing.
I'll tell you. Well, we're gonna go and give the names out. The first one would be, as always, ladies first, Madison Palmer. Hello, Madison.
Hi.
The next person we have is Austin Malone. Hey, Austin.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
And then last but definitely not least is Nathaniel Nugent. How you doing? Good.
Awesome.
This, Don, is our special edition of our Children's Day Ministry.
It is.
What we heard yesterday was three powerful sermons, three individual sermons, and we're going to go into it just a little bit, see how what they thought about it and, you know, what the outcome.
Yeah.
But I want to also thank our podcast listeners, any questions and concerns they may have. They can contact us, of course, via WhatsApp, Instagram, YouTube, what have you, at 954-388-8780. Yes. And we always do, we start off with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've given us, Lord. Most of all, we thank you for hope. We thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. Lord, you've done so many things for us, Lord, we're not worthy. But we want to thank you for these great individual speakers. We want to thank you for their parents. We want to thank you for the ministry itself, Lord, as it goes forth, Lord. Continue to bless Plantation as a whole. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So who was the first speaker? It was Nathaniel, right? Good night. Yes, why did you come up with good night? How did you come up with a name like good night? I saw good night and I was like, but it's morning. How come he's saying good night already? So tell me, how did you come up with the name good night?
So when we were practicing for the sermon, God revealed to me the message of a number of messages, but we picked Jacob because it was like in Genesis chapter 28 verse 15, it literally said, God is with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked it, and the context of it was in the night, and he was sleeping, and he saw the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it was a good idea to name it Good Night.
Oh, wow. That was an awesome title. Wow. I love that title.
Clever title. Very clever.
Good. Yeah.
Because I thought that was the end of your sermon. I was like, good night. That's it.
He's finished already before he starts speaking, right?
That's a bad sermon.
Awesome. All right. And then the next one we had was Madison. Now, yay, I don't know, Madison, because I saw two things up on there. I saw the fierce queen and something, and then I saw another title. So which title was it? Which one was it? Because I like the fierce queen night title best. That was my favorite.
It was the fierce queen.
Okay, so it was the fierce queen, and what was the last thing?
The invisible God.
God. Yes, the fierce queen and the invisible God. So how did you come up with that title?
My mom, she thought of it. I thought it was a good idea, so we just said, okay.
All right. Okay, wonderful.
Mom's intuition.
I know. Awesome, right?
That's good. That's right.
Austin, your title was, remind us.
You can run, but you can't hide.
You can run, but you can't hide.
All right.
Tell me how you came up with that one. Did you come up with that by yourself?
No.
My
dad.
Okay. But that's a great title because it's really catchy, you know, really exciting.
I got a question. I want you guys to think about this question. Would you think it would have been harder to speak in front of a congregation or the camera crew that you had yesterday?
Because now we're in COVID, so you don't have a whole bunch of people looking at you, right? But you still have a whole bunch of people because there's a lot of people that go online.
So right. So think about that question.
Who do we start with first?
Let's start with Madison.
Okay, go ahead.
I think with everybody, because like when we were so little,
everybody was just like staring at you. But if there are more people, there'd be louder noises going on in the church, and they won't be all focusing on you because there might be a baby crying. So you will just be staring at the baby.
It's good answer. I like that. I like that. Yeah. Okay, Austin.
I like when there's not that many people. I know I'm the, like, my dad says I'm the, like, one who talks a lot in the family, but I really, people, like, everybody has some ounce of fish, right?
Right.
I like it how it was yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. How about you, Nathaniel? You get yours recorded because you weren't even there. You were recorded. So what do you think? Yeah. Would you be scared if you had to come in? Or how? Tell me, what do you think? What do you think about it, Christian?
I think that I would like to preach to an empty church audience because it's more, because, like, you don't really have to, like, you know that the people are watching, but you don't really have to focus on them. So it's more easier because you can just speak, but it's just basically speaking. But to when you're doing like an audience, then you have to literally look at them and try to get them interacted. So,
Good. I like it.
Exactly. So let me go a little deeper into Nathaniel. The dream of Jacob and the ladder. You were telling us in the beginning of the sermon that your dad told you to be still so that you could hear exactly what God was saying. How did you do that? How do you just be still and know what God is trying to tell you to talk about?
Well, what I do or what I did is that I knelt down and then I closed my eyes, and then then we just all stayed quiet, and then I asked God in my mind, what should I preach about this sermon? And in the sermon, and God told me like a number of them. Like, he told me about like Jacob, and that was one of them, and like David and Moses and all those other stories about God is with you always.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. Amazing. So what about you, Madison? How did you come up with the concept of this fierce queen? It's awesome. I love it. But do you like the story of Esther? Is that one of your favorite stories?
Because there's like very few stories in the Bible of like that are mainly focused on women and stuff.
Yes.
So I like that one. My dad wanted to do Moses.
He did.
Oh, Moses.
But you said no, right?
Yeah. Like, I got this.
Austin, so yours was like Jonah. Is that your favorite story too?
Well, my dad gave me options and I said Daniel, but then my dad's like, maybe we should do Jonah. And my mom walked in and said, yeah, Jonah would be a good one. So I was like, Okay.
Hey, Madison, let me ask you this question. I appreciate the illustration that you did with your father. Could you explain that a little bit more?
Okay. So, like, the paper was us, and, like, the glass, well, the air was God. And then when in the water was Satan, he was trying to get into us. But when you put the paper inside the glass and put it down, the air protects us and can't get in. The water can't get in through the thing, through the air.
It's a great illustration. Yeah, it seemed like your dad had fun.
Yeah, so can I go now?
Yeah, he was a good participant. That's good.
Yeah.
And also, Madison, you know your sermon? The air is invisible. We can't see it.
So that's like
just like we can't see God.
That's a part of her sermon, the invisible God.
Yeah, the invisible God. So that's a good one. It's very true.
I have a question for each and every one of you. I wanted to see you. This is stuff from your parents. Okay, let's start with Austin. Now, Austin, your father said you're the empathetic one. Why is that?
Well, because most, like, my sister and brother, they're like, they usually don't want to talk to a lot of people. And, okay. Like, when we used to be at school, I used to, like, stay there and say, no, I don't want to leave. And then they'll just be like, Austin, get ready. And they don't, like, use their hands for a lot of stuff. They don't really talk to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and my dad do. That's it.
Okay.
That's what my dad meant.
Okay. I got this other last one for you. So what's this confession about video games? I see you got this game you say called Minecraft. What is that about?
Minecraft.
Sorry.
Minecraft. Joe?
Minecraft. I don't
know. It's Minecraft.
I don't play videos. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
everyone plays it.
We made up a game. So basically, Minecraft's thing, there's survival and creative. And creative, you have access to all like the important stuff. You can. It's like they're all blocks. Mm. It's blocks. Everything's a block.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just you take over someone's fortress.
Except vines. And no, that's the game that me and my friends made up.
Okay, you made up there. Okay.
So we use the blocks to build a base.
Uh huh.
And then we each go out to other players' bases to break their gold block. It's not capturing their fortress, it's breaking their gold block.
Gotcha. Okay. I just wanted to get that. So maybe I ask my son Matt, he'll tell me more about it.
And we played it in like an education edition. So we didn't have that much blocks, but we still made it.
Okay.
You have to see their places that they build, though. It's ginormous.
Really? Okay.
Wow.
Okay, Madison. So I understand that you like gymnastics. How did that come about?
I actually don't know. When I was little, I was doing flips, and Auntie Jenny said that when she came to visit, she said that they should put me in gymnastics.
Mm.
But then I went into gymnastics. And I was at a gym, but then I changed to another one, and I just kept changing, and now I'm at Coral Reef.
Okay.
Wow. Do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You do?
And just to make clear, do you know what she means by Auntie Jenny?
Of course. It's your auntie. Yeah. Auntie and everybody else is auntie. Auntie Jenny is Auntie Jenny for everybody. I don't understand how one person is everybody's aunt. It does not make sense.
It's like Auntie Dawn.
How do you tell everybody? No, I'm just Auntie Jenny, she says. But she's so funny.
Okay.
Everybody's funny auntie, right?
All right. So the last one would be Nathaniel. I don't get your hobbies. What do you like to do?
Mostly I like to build Legos. Because I have a lot of Lego sets. And then also, I like to read and play video games and play outside.
Wow.
Okay.
How did you like your brother introducing you?
Well, what actually happened is that Children's Ministry Leader, Miss Nicole, she asked Joshua if he could do it. And Joshua was very open to do it. So Joshua practiced and we got it on the video.
That's okay. Awesome.
All right. Well, Joshua, I like that. He did a good job.
He did an awesome job. Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. I want you to think this out. Think this clearly. What do you expect from your parents? Just straight off the bat.
When they wrote the sermon?
No. Just what you expect from your parents. Sometimes kids are not asked that sometimes. And just out of the clear blue.
Let me break it down a little bit for you guys. Like, for example, Madison and Austin, you had your parents introducing you. Do you think they did a good job?
Yes.
Are you just saying yes because they're your parents?
Okay.
Madison says no. I love that.
My dad.
Okay, so tell me, Madison, why didn't they do a good job?
My mom said the wrong name. My mom said the wrong name of the teacher. She said my brother's teacher.
Oh.
Okay.
And also, my dad had to write it down as the sermon was going. Like, he had to write it down on a card. He didn't even, not my sermon, but, Madison's sermon.
his introduction. Okay.
Yeah.
Madison, I think your mom did a great job. She was so happy, smiling, showing all her teeth.
Well, Miss Lewin was one of your teachers, so.
Not a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah,
kindergarten.
Nathaniel had his, but his dad talked about everybody afterwards. So what do you, I'm going to ask Nathaniel, how do you think your dad does as a pastor? Do you think he's a good pastor? Do you think he does a good job? Or do you think he's like, he needs to brush up on a few things and do things a little differently? What do you think?
I think he's a good pastor because he creates, like, he has this, well, he had this thing running called AY Live where, like, most of the young people come up. Mm-hmm. And they, like, watch videos together, and then they, like, talk about it.
Awesome.
And it was, I've seen some of them, and you can see them on YouTube, too, but was pretty cool, so that's what I like about it.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
I can say this much. I like your dad's hairstyle. It's totally different from when I first met him. His hairstyle is freestyle now. I like it. So tell him, keep it up. I like it. Question for you guys. I got pretty much Austin. I know he said you want to be the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get the rest of you guys. What is your future goal?
What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to make a job, and I want to be an Olympian and a surgeon all at the same time.
What did you say?
That's doable.
What was the first thing?
I want to make a job.
You want to make a job. What is making a job? What do you mean by that?
I can't tell you.
I think she means make up your own invention or your own product, and you're going to give it to people, and that, or you're going to provide a service. You're going to do something for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
You could become a surgeon after you become a gymnast. Like, you can retire from being a gymnast and become a surgeon.
You can always do.
He's already got it planned out for you already.
You know, you can do.
Austin got it planned out for you.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. You can do gymnastics all the time, though, because I see, like, in my daughter's school, when she's at university, they have a gymnastic team over there in Southern. So, and all of them do gymnastics. So you can continue to do gymnastics all the time that you do other stuff. So that's really
cool. That's why I want to go to UCLA.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Nathaniel. Your turn.
I used to do gymnastics in pre-K, but I stopped it when I came into kindergarten.
Okay. So what all do you want to be when you grow up?
I guess an engineer, people who invent stuff. Because I already made an electromagnet.
Oh, really? From scratch? Okay.
Well, what I did is that I tore, like, those cars that go on tracks.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you press a button and then go, and then you build the track so they can go around. Uh-huh. I took off the plastic piece off it. Uh-huh. I disconnected the wire circuit. Uh-huh. I put a spring on it, and then I did a whole circuit thing, and then when I put a scissor or like a mat or another thing, metal thing close to it, it actually sticked on.
Wow.
Then when you connect it to like the other, because it's not a full circuit, so when you connect it to like the circuit thing, the last circuit step, then it will make the car light up.
I love that. Oh, I gotta see that next time when we meet together. I want to see your stuff.
Remember this day, Don. Remember this day.
I know, I'm remembering.
We're going to be right there.
What was Austin's thing? What is it you want to be when you grow up, Austin?
An engineer.
You want to be an engineer too? What kind of engineer? Do you know? Why do you think you want to be an engineer, though? Why do you think you want to be an engineer?
Well, because I would build a lot of stuff.
Okay, because you like to build stuff.
It's like the video game. Yeah. It's like the video game, man.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, you guys, you did an awesome job. You did an awesome job. It was very, very good.
Thank you.
You taught me a lot of stuff as well. Because I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, wow, this is really good. I had to write all my notes and everything. And I love, you know what I loved about yours, Austin, is the down, down, down. You go down, down, down. I like that part of yours. And then with the dream with Jacob and the lad and Nathaniel, I love the part where you said you had to be still and listen to God's voice to actually understand exactly. That is amazing that you're able to do that. And Madison, I'm very scientific, so I love the experiment, and that worked wonders for me. And I love the title of your stuff because it's the fierce queen and the invisible God. And so when you did your experiment, the invisible God was there in the air next to the paper, because God is always there with us, just like everybody said.
Amen. Amen.
Nice. Amen. You did great.
Wow. I tell you, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. I want to thank you guys individually. Well, before we go, also, I'm going to find out who would like to pray.
Yeah, who would like to pray? Okay, do you want to do a sentence prayer? Austin put his hand up. Okay, go ahead, Austin.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Okay.
Maybe all of you can do like one sentence of a prayer, and then we go for one to the next and next. You okay with that, Madison? Can you do that, Madison?
Okay. It's like a popcorn prayer.
There you go. There you go. All right. So let's start with ladies first. We'll start with Madison.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Please forgive us for all of our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that we could do the podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that we were able to preach. And pray, amen.
Dear God, help all the people who we fed yesterday, and all the homeless people, help all the homeless people in the world to be fed and find home, find help, and yes, help us for none of us to get hurt or do anything bad. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, please help. Thank you that we got the chance to go on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And thank you that we did all that ministry yesterday with feeding the homeless and having fun with the movie at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And please help us so we can, I like this chance of doing sermons. Please help us so we can maybe write another sermon. And please thank you that we got this privilege of going on the podcast. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Okay, guys, I want to thank you guys for waking up early to mm-hmm. talk with us. It's a privilege. We thank you guys, because I want to leave this with you guys. You remember the verse and the quote I wanted to leave you is Jeremiah 29:11. Okay? Just read that, and that's for you guys. Okay?
So you have to go look it up in the Bible.
Look it up. It's there for you.
Yeah.
It's there for you. I'm sure your parents know it very well. And first of all, you know, Don, you know, we can't sit and not think Nicole and Andrew Lloyden.
Nicole and Andrew Lloyden. Awesome job they're doing. Yeah.
And then, of course, not enough thanks for the parents for their involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Being there for them from everything. And they are great, great parents, and they're proud parents. And that's a good thing.
Yes.
And any last words, guys, or are you guys good to go?
Are you all in school now? Online?
Yeah.
Start tomorrow morning.
Well, we've been in school for like 8 weeks already.
I know, right? I know.
I've been in school for this week is starting the 10th week of school for me. 10th
week of school for you. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that we all got baptized on the same day?
All three of you?
Right.
Yes, we did.
Well,
it's about a year now, right? It's about a year.
Wow.
Been about a year.
Little brother.
Yes.
I got baptized by my grandpa.
Your grandpa, I remember. Oh,
wow. Yeah, man.
That's awesome. All right,
All right, guys, that's a wrap. We thank you. Don is always the greatest host ever. I'm going to give it to you today because you're the host today. I'm Coco.
All right.
I want to thank you to everybody, okay? So I hope you guys have a wonderful day with your family. Mm-hmm. God bless. Looking forward to hearing you guys soon, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.